I started teaching at a place called Loyola College in 1973, and I teach sociology, and because we were a small department, we knew all our students who were majors, so Bob B., I'll just call him that, was an, I hope he's not here, was a really high-quality student, and he was going to graduate the next spring. And I was teaching this qualitative research methods course that I had created that all students had to take, which meant that every week they had to do field notes, like an anthropologist going out in some site and writing notes, and then they came back to class, and we had this wonderful discussion, and they wrote a major paper. So, of course, Bob got an A, like he got in most courses, and then 7 years later, he sent me a 10-page letter. I wish I still had it. And he confessed. He said, look, I want you to know, first of all, that I fell in love with this woman, and she's a born-again, and I'm a born-again now, and we're living in, you know, the hills with her son, and I just have to tell you the truth. And the truth was that I was working 40 hours a week, I was taking a full set of courses, and I just made the whole thing up. I made every week up. I made every set of notes up. I fabricated the whole thing. And he went on for 10 pages telling me this, handwritten. And at the end, after I finished reading the letter, it was like, okay, so what would you like me to do? Well, he didn't want me to do anything because he had now confessed. And that was all he needed to do was, like, tell his confession, and it was over with. So it was the first year that I was teaching full time, and it was probably as much as I've had had experiences being, for lack of a better way of putting it, burned by students and deceived. That was the worst, and I still remember it 42 years later.